Hi, this is Chris Darrow, creator of the 250th Fox. This is a new podcast that follows the adventures of a group of Imperial Guard in the Elysian 250th Drop Troop Regiment. Now, I've never done something like this before, so I can use all the help I can get. If you can help at all with music or sound effects or script ideas or voice acting or artwork, if you're artistic or happen to have any images of the Drop Troops doing awesome things just lying around your home or computer, I would love to have them as a cover for the podcast. But if you can do any of that, feel free to contact me at cd9114a@gmail.com. I would love you forever. Also, I've set up a Facebook page, so make sure to drop by there and leave a like if you enjoyed this. That'll keep you updated on script and stuff. I don't know what's going on with that. It'll be cool. But for now, sit back, relax, enjoy the 250th Vox, and thank you for listening. Start Vox Log 2. This is Guardsman Yori, 5th Company, 3rd Platoon, 4th Squad of the Elysian 250th Drop Troop Regiment. I hope you're feeling better, Commissar. You went down hard in the mock skirmish today. The off chance that when you wake up you don't quite recall it, I'll see if I can jog your memory a bit. So, we've been doing regular drills the past week, just getting used to everybody and trying to come together as a squad and a regiment as a whole. We've also been hearing about how there's going to be this big inter-squad tournament leading up to the deployment. Thing is, we're not getting there for a while, so for now we're just practicing against other squads of our caliber to get used to fighting as a group. Our first practice bout was against the shitheads in the 3rd squad from our platoon, and I'm just gonna get this out of the way now. Fuck those guys. I would honestly pay, like, half my wages to watch the orc war boss eat them whole. I'm pretty sure orcs are into that kind of shit. Now, obviously we couldn't use our real weapons against each other, but we still had to practice with similar weapons, so we got these kind of scaled down versions of them. Still hurt like a bitch to get hit by, but they aren't supposed to leave any lasting damage. So we're above this mock battlefield that they have set up, and we get dropped in, but we don't see the 3rd squad getting dropped in anywhere. Well, right as Sergeant Shornak orders us to activate the grab chutes, we start taking hits from below. Those assholes got to set up before us. I mean, they got to find, like, really nice positions and dig in and just wait for us to drop from the sky. Waffle goes down almost immediately. It's like their shots were drawn to him. Shornak tells us to go serpentine and return fire as best we could, which stopped the incoming shots a bit, but Cobalt still went down before we reached the ground. Thanks to the, serpentine, as he called it, we were split the fuck up when we landed. As soon as I hit the ground, I took cover behind this big tree and just waited for some orders to come through the squad channel. 8 of us that were left went through our surroundings, naming any big landmarks we could see, and thankfully I ended up being close to you, Norrell, and Volton. Shornak, Jomol, Gil, and Holt met up as well, and the main priority now is just to try and find each other. So we're marching through this forest, with you and Volton leading, and me and Norrell are watching the back. You know that feeling you get like you're being watched, like somebody's eyes are on the back of your neck? Well, that was in full force. So Volton orders us to hold up, because he's got a feeling something's not right. So we get down and we're searching the surroundings for any movement we can find. Well, we hear something moving somewhere off in the distance, and we're all aiming there instantly. I mean, we've all been in war zones before. The only reason we'd survived those were because of our instincts. I've been real proud of our reaction speed if that wasn't what they wanted us to do. So we see someone take off through the woods, and Volton orders us to just hold position and fire. So we're totally focused on this one prick, and Norrell ends up taking him down with this fake plasma gun thing. Before we can get our bearings back, our position gets lit the fuck up. Turns out the guardsman had just been a distraction for the rest of their squad to get in position and surround us. Now, I mean just the ground. I mean, some of these guys climbed the fucking trees and were shooting down on us from up there. Well, we're still in some decent cover, but even with that, Volton goes down before he could issue any more orders. So suddenly, you are the ranking officer, sort of, and your job is to keep Norrell and I alive against 9 enemy guardsmen, and we are totally surrounded. First thing we do is haul ass out of the ambush. You spotted a gap in their positions and pushed us through hell. I even got a clean shot on one of them as we made it out, and I lit her up. So we're booking it away from there, and you get on the squad channel, telling the sergeant what happened, and so he says he's on his way over because he could hear the gunshots. He told us to find a good position and hold it. They would push forward and try and finish us off. Hopefully by then, Shornak and the rest of the squad would come up behind him, and we'd trap him between our two lines of fire. So we find this really good spot behind this big outcrop of rocks, and we're laying down as much suppressing fire as we can on them. Things are starting to look pretty good. I mean, we're holding them back, and we're in a good position with all sorts of cover. Well, one Corporal Turlock in their squad happens to have a grenade launcher attached to his las gun. Standard issue for the corporals. Really too bad Bolton went down before he could use his. So we hear this loud thump, and we all know what it is. You and I pull our asses backwards so we don't get hit by it. Fucking Norrell sprints forward. You ask him what he's doing over the squad channel. He says that the three of us were screwed if that grenade launcher was operational, and that he was going to go take the corporal out. Well, I tell him he's not going to make it. The corporal was behind their line. He'd get shot to pieces before he even got close. He just says that he was planning on that. So we watch as he weaves in and out of the trees, headed straight for the corporal. The rest of their squad definitely knows something's up, so they start firing at him. We lay down as much covering fire as we can to keep him alive a little bit longer for whatever the hell his plan was, but, I mean, we can't do much, there's two of us. So first he takes a hit in the arm, and he almost drops his plasma gun. Then as he gets through their line, he takes a hit in the leg. The dude flies forward and smashes on his stomach. So he starts trying to crawl forward towards the corporal. I mean, they just light him up before he even got a chance to fire his gun. So the corporal keeps firing on our position, but she and their melted gunner walk towards him, and they're laughing at him for how stupid he is. Norrell's just lying on the ground, grinning like a fool. You see, after you take a hit, your uniform releases a chemical into that area of your body, and it numbs it to the point where you can't move it anymore. If you take a hit that would kill you, like somewhere in the chest, it numbs your whole body except your head. So Norrell was smiling about something, and they're trying to figure out why. The melted gunner picks up his plasma gun, sees that he's tied a bit of string around the trigger, and he turned the vent system off. The corporal got one last grenade out at us before the plasma gun overheated and, technically in the grand scheme of the skirmish, exploded, totally knocking him out of the fight. Now, this was great and all, but that last grenade was still coming right at us. Now, I have no idea how the hell you did it. You shot the grenade out of the air. I mean, you literally stepped out from behind the rock that you were hiding behind, you aimed your pistol at it, and you fired. You hit it. Like, this thing's moving incredibly fast towards us, and you somehow had the aim to knock it out of the air. That aside, it was still pretty close to us, so we got hit with some of the blast. We both end up in the dirt, but we were alive. I was struggling to my feet when I saw the rest of our squad finally shows up, and they're rushing them. He pulled me up from the dirt, and we go rushing in, guns blazing. Now, this is where shit really goes downhill. First off, Holt completely refused to advance to the squad. So while Shornak and the rest are pushing forward and keeping some sort of cover between themselves and the enemy, Holt gets shot up because he just runs in headfirst. Next, our ever-courageous box officer, Jomal, starts freaking out because he says that statistically we've already lost, so we should just surrender now. We tell him over the squad channel and shoot him if he says that again, like any good cadet comm officer should, and he freezes up. Just stops moving in the middle of the battle. I think he thought you meant in real life and not in this simulation, which... Wait, that's what you meant, right? Like you would shoot him in a simulation, not in real life? Anyways, whatever. Gil turns to pull him behind some cover, but she ends up getting hit in her arm before he goes down from like 16 las gun shots. Taking that hit throws her off balance, so she stumbles forward, firing, trying to regain her footing. I mean, she took down two of them to her credit, but they finished her off. But by now, we've made it into the close quarters fight. So it's just you, me, and Shornak versus their sergeant and three other dudes. I've got my bayonet on and I'm facing down their Vox officer who's holding a knife while your mock chainsword thing's ready to take on the other two regular guardsmen. Meanwhile, Shornak and Sergeant Dreelin are already swinging hard against each other. So I'm keeping the Vox officer at bay. I figure I've got the advantage because I've got way more reach than him. Unfortunately, this is where I realized I'm only working with one arm. Apparently that grenade that you shot out of the air shut down my left arm from the blast, and with all the adrenaline pumping from our mad dash forward and trying not to get shot before we got in the thick of the fighting, I never noticed it. So he picks up on this pretty quick, and one thing leads to another, I'm on the ground with my body numbed. So I'm watching as he starts creeping up behind the sergeant, and I can't say shit about it. Well, you notice, and you say to yourself, fuck this, gotta save him. So you just shoulder your way through the two guardsmen, come out without a single scratch on you, and you're running straight for the sergeant. You're telling him to turn around over the squad channel. He does, and he cuts the Vox officer down, but Sergeant Trelin has enough time to finish him off before he can turn back around. So now we get to the part where you lose your memory. You're standing there, staring at the enemy sergeant, and you got two guardsmen behind you. These guys already have their las guns up, so before you can even move, they've shot both your legs. You fall to the ground, and they make sure to get both your arms, so for all intents and purposes, from this point forward, you are just a stump. The sergeant walks up to you, and he's got his pistol aimed at your head, and he says something about how his squad's unbeatable, yada yada, usual bullshit. You tell him to save some of the zeal for when the Emperor needs it. You know, just like a commissar should. He laughs it off, and he asks why he always has to solve the Emperor's problems for him. You just stare at him with this real dark look in your eyes, and you mutter something. So he got real close to you to hear whatever you're trying to say. You look him right in the eye, and you tell him, and I quote, you ask him, what did you say? Let this be a lesson to the rest of you. You don't ever dare to talk about the Emperor in that way. Trelin, you are a mediocre sergeant who will never rise through the ranks because you make a terrible leader. Every war zone you've been in, you've lost at least 2/3 of your squad, and this is the 3rd corporal you've had in 4 deployments. Maybe if you had a single shred of knowledge about tactics, you wouldn't have so much blood on your hands. But it doesn't matter, because you will not be missed by the Emperor. Now, I don't know if you were going to say anything else, but he got real red and smashes you with the back of his pistol. You weren't moving after that, and he runs off pretty quick, so technically, they win the simulation, but I think we got the moral victory. But I have to go meet Norrell. I promised him I'd head to the canteen with him tonight. So, sweet dreams, Commissar. I am sure we'll get those bastards next time. This is Guardsman Yori signing off. End Vox Log 2.